Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us on a Monday morning, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. We are starting another exciting week.
We are. And interesting article in the paper today. I'll read the headline out of the New York Times. Inquiry is said to clear Christie, but that's his lawyer's verdict.
Well, yeah. You know, the governor, according to the Times, spent more than $1 million on a thorough investigation. He did things like handing over his own cell phone and others. However, when you hire a law firm that you have close ties to investigate you, it still raises a certain number of eyebrows. I mean, he may beat this thing. It all depends on what the U.S. attorney finds, not what Christie's lawyers find. And if, in fact, they are now investigating some of the people lower down the food chain who might testify of what the governor did know or didn't know, that will be what really changes the entire picture. Right now, we haven't heard any leaks or anything that would indicate that the governor did know. If he beats this, I have a feeling that he will again become an important player in Republican national politics. So we'll watch it and we'll see whether or not those people who had to resign, those people who were fired, have something to say about who knew what when.
Speaking of watching, a Chinese aircraft on Monday reporting seeing, quote, suspicious objects in the southern Indian Ocean, but still no evidence that they're from the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. The story that doesn't end.
No, it doesn't end. There's a tremendous amount of speculation about it. Look, we're talking about it right now. And it is something that anybody who ever gets on an airplane worries about. And it is something that really will have a scientific explanation. So if it's the Indian Ocean, and that's certainly where they're looking right now, my bet is that we'll find the plane. Now, the next question, of course, the big question will be why it happened. Because it's one thing to find the remains of the plane. It's another to know whether all of this endless speculation about the pilots and the crew and hijackings and everything else turn out to be true, or just that we'll never know, like the disappearance of the person that people are really too young to remember, Judge Crater.
Speaking of craters, there's a crater in New York City where buildings used to be after a gas explosion, and stories about leaky pipes and problems with infrastructure, and of course that goes beyond piping, all around the country and in major cities.
We got bridges, we got tunnels, we have gas lines that haven't been replaced in the kinds of pipes we don't use anymore for 60 years, 70 years. You know, we're talking about massive infrastructure repairs in this country. We saw it when a bridge fell into the river, and everybody got real excited about it, and we'll see it again.